But we must learn how to embrace pressure. One sure thing that would help us to attain excellence and achieve progress is pressure. If you don't want to experience pressure in different areas of your life, you may not attain the progress that you really expect to attain. There is excellence attached to that which you carry inside, but it will never show forth until there is pressure at work. So it's important we understand pressure and its place in progress. Don't hate pressure. You must rather embrace pressure. If you want to see progress, there is a positive amount of pressure that you must avail yourself to. May you embrace whatever form of pressure work brings to you so that you will make progress. I see you making progress.
Now, your word in season.
We praise thy name. We praise thy name. To you, the Lord our God, all our needs we bow. To you, the Lord our God, all our needs we lift up your two hands. We praise. Sing it again. We praise your name. Yeah, we praise
your name.
Jesus said to you, the Lord our God, all our needs. Hey, we bow to you, the Lord our God, all our needs. To you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies upon our lives. It is by your mercies we are not consumed. Tonight, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Help us to understand your word so that we walk in the light of it. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Welcome, somebody, Wednesday evening. A short time in the Word of God, then. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, I started to share with you on dealing with opposing forces to arising, huh? I'm just a little bit detail that would be a blessing to you. Amen. And then we'll spend some time to pray. I believe it's an important season of our lives. When you are leading a people, one of the things that is important is you know the seasons that the Lord grants us access into. And I believe it's a season where
great and effectual doors are opening. And I pray that you will take advantage of the season. It's a season that you can attempt great things. Just have confidence and step out, and you'll see great things happening. Amen. Hallelujah. In the visions of the Lord, I saw I saw some things. And I may not share everything, but let me share just a bit. So I saw a place, and the place had doors. But the keys of the doors, or the keys to the doors, were nowhere to be found. We're searching for the keys, searching for the keys. You know, the Lord said it's a month of open doors, isn't it? Searching for the keys in the vision, the keys were not being found. So all of a sudden, I saw some special forces deployed who came in special uniform, and they brought these machines that looked like laser beaming machines. Then they focused the lasers on the doors, the handles, the locks. The keys were not found. They focused it on the locks. Then they started opening the doors with the laser. And when they finished the door, the first door opened, the second door opened, the third door opened. So it was three series of doors, and they were all opened by the laser. Then I was given access. And when I entered, the place was beautiful. So I know it's a new season. So take advantage of the season. Declare with me, I know I'm in a new season. And I'll take advantage of the new season. And you know, the moment a door opens, there are resources that are in that place. Because doors, you see, doors are portals. That means we've been granted access into a new realm that has its resources. So it's either you take advantage of them or you do not take advantage of them. I hope you are getting the point. So that's the vision that the Lord showed me. So I know where we are. And I pray that you will not abuse the season. You take advantage of it. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's exciting. Yes. Now, I was telling on Sunday how that our bodies must be under our control. Because that is where it starts from. And the first enemy of arising, Sunday will be exciting. I'm excited about what God is showing me. But I won't enter that tonight. So that's the first enemy of arising. The fact of the matter is that nothing works until you work it. And until your body rises from lying down or rises from a state of rest, you don't accomplish anything. Okay? So that which you can accomplish in sleep is spiritual. But for it to become material, the body has to come out of the state of rest, isn't it? So the first opposition to our rising is our own bodies, not an external force. We will talk about the external later, because you cannot also talk about force or forces without talking about external. But then it's important we deal with ourselves first and have control. Paul the Apostle says, I keep my body under, I make it a slave. Let's read that scripture. Let's read it in the NIV or the New King James Version. Any of them. He says, no, I beat my body. No. I beat my body and make it my slave. So your body must become your slave. That means you are not this body. You are the one that lives in the body. And exactly when I think the picture of the airplane was a beautiful example that I believe suited what we were treating, isn't it? Amen. So our bodies carry us, and our bodies is what give us the license to operate on this earth. So for us to accomplish anything here, this body is required. But if you are not careful, you who is spirit that has a soul will become a slave to this body and live according to its appetites and never become what you must become. So the first enemy to our rising is our own bodies. And when we keep it under, you see. Is it not amazing? He says that the spirit and the flesh, they are enemies. He says, this one lasted after different things, and this one lasted after different things. You see, what is inside has its lusts. What is outer has its lusts. So, if you do not check the appetites of the outward man, it would rule the inward man. Meanwhile, the visions of life are the possession of the inward man, not the outward man. I hope you are getting the point. Yeah. The visions of life, that which you become, is in the possession of the inward man, not the outward man. So the outward man must become a slave of the inward man, not the other way around. Praise God. So he says, I beat my body, I'm making my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Now we look at this, it is actually talking about the prize we will receive from Christ Jesus. That is why I said it's important to serve the Lord with your life. It's important we all become soul winners. It's important we are all involved in the work of God. But then it is also applicable to our lives and whatever we are about. Does it make sense? Hallelujah. May we not be disqualified from the prizes we are supposed to win. Amen. Amen. The academic laurels you are supposed to possess, may you not be disqualified. The career laurels. Yes. So important. So important. I personally believe that there's no way our voice should not be heard, you see. It doesn't matter how wise you think you are. The poor man's wisdom is not heard. The poor man's wisdom. It's disastrous to be poor. The poor man's wisdom is not heard. It's not heard. His words are not heard. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. If you are not careful and you don't defy the force called poverty, it's a force that cripples many people and they cannot become anything. Say, I defy poverty. I defy. The way you are saying, I think you like poverty. I defy poverty. Ecclesiastes 9:16. You know that scripture. Let me push this. Can I push it small? Let me push it small. This wise man, poor wise man, had delivered a city with his wisdom. But because he's poor, his wisdom, his words are not heard. Now there was found in it a poor wise man. A poor wise man. He is
wise but poor. Oh boy. And he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. The next verse. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom. Tell someone, say, defy poverty. Defy poverty. I defy poverty. Is despised. His wisdom is despised. And his words are not heard. But we in Christ, you see, he says, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became, for our sakes, he became poor, so that through his poverty we might be. 2 Corinthians 8:9. So, if we've been made rich, it is only the poor whose wisdom are despised and words are not heard. So if in Christ you've been made rich, that means your wisdom must be what? Heard. Your words must be heard. Your wisdom must not be despised. I see you taking that place that is rightfully yours. Amen. And you will not be despised. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Accept this new status. Am I communicating at all? Accept what? This new status. You see, deeply rooted in all of us are big dreams. If you don't have big dreams, you have been negatively affected by some other forces around. Big dreams. Each of us have inside of our spirits what? Big dreams, struggling to free themselves. But the issue is, are we ready to fight and deal with the opposing forces? Am I communicating at all? Sometimes you realize that there are limitations of past experiences. Limitations of present circumstances, and sometimes self-imposed doubts. Will it work? Will it not work? Look, it will work. I know you like to add in Jesus' name to sound religious. I said it will work. Sometimes you're in Jesus' name, Christ, fear. That is making you add in Jesus' name. I said it will work. That is not also to say don't add in Jesus' name. I'm just talking to you so that you add in Jesus' name with the right consciousness. No, you know, you can be saying Jesus' name, but you see, you are afraid. Are you getting what I am saying? Self-imposed doubts. Can this happen? What you can ask, what if I till you don't do anything? Sometimes past experiences that hold you bound. So let me tell you something. I don't know how old you are, but these thoughts of impossibilities that you have is very wrong. Change the way you think. The children of Israel were in captivity for 430 years. 430 years. Still, it was possible. How old are you? No, let me ask you, how old are you? Ask somebody for me, are you 400 years? How come you are entertaining thoughts of impossibility? 430 years, just imagine, past experience of failure, being in bondage, looking at themselves and there's no hope. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, but just one night. I said what? Just one night. How many nights? Just one night. Everything turned. And those that were slaves that they had nothing, just one night, became multi billionaires. They had gold to go out of captivity. Is somebody listening to me? Just one night.
I pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever it takes for you to lose what is inside of you, you will do it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is not believing what I'm saying. Are you believing what I'm saying? Glory. Amen. Now, take note of this. What you believe of yourself creates your world. What did I just say? What you believe of yourself creates your world. You see, that's why I'm dealing with the first enemy, the first opposition to your rising is yourself. You see, this body, are you getting the point? What you believe of yourself creates your world. So I personally think that the greatest ignorance of man is of himself. So you've got to know. Paul says, I glory in my weakness. Let me just add that, then we'll round up for tonight. I glory in my weakness. What does that mean? Now you see, here he says that I keep under my body. Okay? I bring it into subjection. I make it my slave. Now he says, I glory in my weakness. Because when he looks at himself, he looks at, hey, this is a man that looks like cannot accomplish anything. But at the end of the day, I'm able to do them. Right? Now he shows us his philosophy. I keep my body under. But he says, I glory in my weakness. What is it to glory in your weakness? Hey, badaba. I'm just. The first thing it means is get to know things that this your body wants that can restrict you. Oh, come on. I pray you get it. Is somebody listening at all? Glory. Second Corinthians chapter number 12. Are you here? Okay. Let's read verse number 9. Just a little detail. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities. Okay? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. So, what is it that I will glory in my infirmities? I acknowledge I have these weaknesses. I know I have them. Therefore, I let the grace of God has its way in me. I hope you are getting the point. You know, there are some people, they deny they have certain... I don't know if you know yours. Huh? Your weakness can be a wachi. I'm just being petty. It's because I know that you know that there are certain things that are real weaknesses that are, you know, understand. Somebody sits and say, hey, pastor, the girls are worrying me. Nowadays, I don't know. It's as if my sexual, this thing is escalated. Nowadays, my appetites. But Paul the Apostle knew something. He said, this thing that I carry within me is so powerful that the forces in my flesh and even external forces, what they come after is through my flesh. Let's go a bit up so that you would... So you cannot say because you think you have a great destiny and you're carrying something great, you don't have a weakness. All great people have weaknesses. Just that they have mastered their weaknesses. And now grace. I hope you are getting what I am saying. That's why sometimes people really rise to a certain level and people discover their weakness and they say, ah, what is ah? They had it, just that nobody knew about it. But they couldn't defeat them, and therefore those things rose to conquer them. I hope you are getting the point. Do you know why the Roman Empire fell? That great empire. It did not fall because another empire conquered it. That is not how it fell. The empress couldn't control their loins. Most of the Roman Empire's emperors were homosexuals. Yeah. Their loins. They had this weakness with them that they liked, they didn't like the opposite sex. They liked. And that is what brought them down. I know this may not theologically apply, but let me say this. No wonder the first armor he says we should put on is the belt of truth. Because your pants can fall off. I'm not doing a theological exegesis. I am just saying that. No, you see, in a Ghanaian way of thinking about English, pants is the underwear. In another culture, pants is trousers. So let your mind stay. People of God. The greatest power that you will have over the weaknesses is when you acknowledge, I have this weakness. I know me. I don't know you. I know me. And me, when I look at me, this thing is a weakness of the flesh that if I do not subdue, may oppose my rising. I know. Is somebody listening at all? Okay, let's read it so that, can we go a bit up, maybe to verse 5, so that we read down. It says, of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory. But in my infirmities, Paul is saying, look, I got weaknesses. That is where I will glory. Why would a man say that I will glory in my weakness? Is your weakness something to glory in? I didn't know that weakness is something you must glory in. But glorying in your weakness is not celebrating it. It's acknowledging this thing is there. There are some of you who are never tempted with we is not your weakness. We. I mean, emphasis. When he tried that angle, but there's someone cigarettes is their weakness. When somebody is smoking it 2 miles away, they can pick it. Their signals are sharp. I tell you. And if somebody could pull them close and say, look, you know, this is your weakness. You can master it. You can master it. Acknowledge it's a weakness. Don't deny it's a weakness. That is how weaknesses conquer people. Don't deny it's a weakness. I know. But the grace of God. Some people, what they hate is Botox. Hey, I think you don't like my message tonight. Oh, I think my message tonight, probably my message. Some people, when they see a fair lady, if you are not careful, an earthquake will happen for them to enter the ground. Some people. The fact is that every man has a weakness. Not man as in gender, but every human being. Your weakness may not be another person's weakness, but the acknowledging of your weakness is the first step to defeating it. I know I have it. So when people are boasting, say, I glory in my infirmity. May I know my own. You get the point? Now listen to this. Paul says, what will I glory in? I will glory in my infirmities, in my weaknesses. Go, the next verse. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or rather he heareth of me. You know, sometimes when you look at great people, it's like, look, they have the same weaknesses you have. I'm telling you. Yeah. And sometimes the man is manifesting powerful healing unction. Then later you realize that he has impregnated a girl. You say, what happened? Look, you see, you get what I'm trying to say. Paul says, you see, when people see me, they look at me. Hey, Paul. He says, look, I don't want you to even think of me too high. Charlie, I'm just like everybody else. I got my own. The next verse. Unless I should be exalted above measure. Let me tell you something. The greater you think you are, or the greater you think what you carry is, the greater the weaknesses you carry. And you know why it's like that? So that you will not, look at Paul, exalted above measure. You see, whatever the case, you will come to the place where you say, Charlie, I'm a man. I am man. I'm not a god. I am man. Do you understand? As sometimes we hail men of God. Men, we forget that they are not God of men. They are men of God. And instead of the people seeing the person in a certain light and helping him to stand, they would make it look as if, as for them, they don't have any weakness. He's a man of God. How can a man of God fall? He can't fall. Fallless. He says, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. You see, the guy was carrying that ministry where a lot of revelation was made available to him. I hope you are. Am I communicating? Are you following the message? Then he says, there was giving to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. were great men whose weaknesses were their tempers. Their weaknesses were in their loins. Those that mastered those weaknesses, nothing could stop their rising. And nothing could defame them because they were able to suppress and control the weaknesses of the flesh. But I said the first step is that they acknowledge that the thing is there. Look at Paul. You see, Paul was acknowledging. He said, look, how did Paul know that this thing is, it is a messenger of Satan that has been sent to come and buffet me? Huh? Is somebody listening at all? Verse number 8. It says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Listen, God doesn't take away weaknesses of the flesh. Do you know flesh? Do you know body? Lord, you know you great things you have put in me. But Lord, this lasts. Lord, please take it away. Such prayers won't be answered. You have to acknowledge it is there. Then through grace. I think I'm speaking to just three people. Or you are getting it. The next verse. Verse 9. Then he says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh. My grace is sufficient for thee. What the word sufficient there is actually, you have grace even in surplus. There's so much grace available to you. This weakness should not overpower you. So then you don't have an excuse to allow the appetites of the body to suppress you. Huh? Comprend? If we can deal with this, we are ready for the next level. Glory. He says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So sometimes you feel that because I have this weakness and I know I have this weakness, it's like I cannot be used by God, or what I carry cannot manifest, or I cannot become all that God wants me to become. He says, the moment you acknowledge you have a weakness, his strength is made perfect in you. Now you are empowered even to overcome that weakness. So Paul says, most gladly therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Huh. You should see me. One of the statements I love that I always say, God help me. God help me. Lord, you are my helper. What is that one? When I feel like, God, help me. Because you know that at that point, it is in the weakness or your weakest state that his, what? Strength is made perfect. So the day you think you are above weakness, that is when you stop his strength from manifesting fully in your life. Are you following what I am saying at all? That day you think, me, I can stand on my own. Get ready. Some temptation you cannot overcome, is coming like this. The day you go. And it happens to those of us who really think we are spiritual. Very spiritual. So like, I've prayed for 3 hours, so Bakala toba hashatama. One toba. You know, when you pray and you fast in a certain way, sometimes, you know, there's this air of Allah. Then some weakness hit you. Then because you forget you are a man. The day you think you saw visions,
That is the day your sexual drive was so high. And you thought, what is wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you are becoming too conceited in your own strength. Let's check into the scripture. Check. Check those God used. Let's check. Let's mark their weaknesses. You see. Hey, I'm telling you, nothing can stop you. Huh? Amen. And I say, your weaknesses too won't swallow you up.
Amen.
You will overcome them.
Amen.
You will overcome them.
Amen.
You will defeat them.
Amen.
For the strength of God will be made perfect, complete. It will enter everywhere that there's weakness. And you will stand strong.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said, I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go home thinking about this. I will glory in my infirmities. I know some people, they say, me, I don't have any weakness. There's no weakness. I don't have any weakness. Some people, their weakness is sleep. They like sleep like nobody's business. Sleep. Some people, their weakness is talking. Not a time they will keep quiet. Some people, their weakness is bottles. Do you know bottles? Bottles. I've not actually specified. I pray for you. You will not come under the power of any weakness.
Amen.
You will be above it.
Amen.
But Paul says, I glory in my infirmities. And not that I glory, that means I have put an alarm on my weakness. Pain, pain, pain. This is my weakness. Oh, pain, pain. This is my weakness. Pain. I have a weakness. Pain. That's not what he's saying. But say, I acknowledge that I have this weakness. It is there. I have prayed to God. God, take it away. Prayer unanswered. But this weakness does not control me. So he says, I keep under my body. If Paul didn't have issues, why would he say, I keep under my body? I make it my slave. So that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be a castaway. That means there are things in my life, if I don't also suppress, it doesn't matter I was a preacher, I will also lose it. Nobody is above weaknesses. Everyone has some. Your acknowledging of your own is one of the greatest things you will do to help yourself. Then you trust in his grace, which makes his power, his strength, his strength perfect, even in that state of weakness. Can I say this? The day you feel so weak about your weakness, that day, shout it, God, help me.
God, help me.
Help me. Help me. Help me. And when you ask for help, show that indeed he's helping you. So if you know that it is this side, you know it is this side, and you know it started coming, and you shouted, God help me, then that help should make you get up and move out. You can't say, God help me, God help me, God help me. You know, some people, they are saying, God help me, but they... I don't know about you, but I've met people who are crying. Sometimes they cry about their weakness. Because they themselves know that considering the potentials I carry, this weakness will not allow me to manifest. They know. But they cry. Tears will never take away weakness. The fact is that even prayer can't take away weakness. It will take a disciplined life, fueled by the grace of God. And he says, his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So if you think that weakness will go away, I have news for you. It's not going anywhere. You must. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you ready to rise? Are you ready to rise? Look, Paul had weaknesses, but the weaknesses didn't stop him from rising. He suppressed them, and now over 2,000 years, we are still reading his letters. Is somebody listening to me? I said, all those great people that you know all had weaknesses. There were no supermen who had no weaknesses. All the supermen were still men. May you overcome every weakness. May you be able to put your body under.
Amen.
May you conquer your body as a good wrestler.
Amen.
May your weaknesses not stop you from rising.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, may you not be a victim of unfulfilled passions. May you not be a victim of limitations of past experiences.
Amen.
May you not be a victim of present circumstances. May you not be a victim of self-imposed doubts. May you be empowered even in your weakness. He says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. May the sufficient grace of the Lord be abounding in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are blessed even in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a living amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Be on your feet. Let's be in prayer just for about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. Amen. I told you the vision I saw. I told you the vision the Lord showed me. I said when I entered that place, after the doors were opened, it was a beautiful place. You want to pray? All the resources in this season, I take a hold of it. May I see manifestation in every area of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout my Father and my God. Thank you for this new season. Thank you for the open doors. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As I lift up my voice to pray. Whatever resource is in this season for my progress, I take a hold of it. Let them manifest in every area of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lift up your voice. Grates toki sata. Ela gedeba kosha tadabaha. Rade de modo kamse tabratisa. Ela kadiva zon zevredise. Ore tete kete kete kete.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want to pray? I take advantage of the opportunities in the season. May my eyes be anointed to see.
Be anointed to see
every opportunity,
in
this season, so that I can take a hold of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands to Jesus. Lord, our hands are lifted to you. From tonight, may we think well, even of our weaknesses. Even when we are reproached, even where there is pressure, even when there is persecutions and distress, for your name's sake, in our lives, may we know that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and that we will not be slaves of any weakness, but there is grace to keep our bodies under. Make our bodies our slaves, so that we will win the prize. In the name of our Lord Jesus. May the dreams that are deeply rooted in our hearts find expression even at the right seasons of life. Let everybody under the sound of my voice, and those that may hear even this message later, may nobody become a slave to any weakness. But may we rule over weaknesses and manifest that which you have placed in us. Thank you, Lord. Even in Jesus' mighty, let all who believe shout a living amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life. And you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God, so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.